Welcome back, everybody, to the Michigan Trails Report. I'm your host, Tom Funk. Thanks for joining me again as I continue to put my book, 50 Hikes on Michigan and Wisconsin's North Country Trail, to podcast. Today we're going to continue our hike in the Ottawa National Forest as we are getting towards the end of this hike through this largest of Michigan's national forests. And it's going to be a 31.3 mile trail segment. So this is going to take you a couple days to get through. And we're actually going to end outside of the Ottawa National Forest on this one. So get ready to say goodbye to Michigan's largest national forest. So let's get stocked up on water, throw in a candy bar or two into your backpack, and let's get going. And although this is another remote and rugged section of trail, it is within short distances of more traveled roads. And you will climb to the top of several ridges and follow some well-marked old logging roads as you approach the Sturgeon River Gorge Wilderness. Although you're not going to walk through the wilderness, you're going to walk along it, and there is an access trail if you choose to hike down in there. Continue to cross several forest roads, some well-used, some barely noticeable. And most of the roads that you're going to see and be on can be traversed by automobile. The tread is light, but lane and blue blazes keep your confidence high. So the North Country Trail, it parallels the northern and eastern boundaries of the Sturgeon River Gorge Wilderness for about 8 miles. The Sturgeon River is a federally designated wild and scenic river, and it comes out of the northern portion of this wilderness, heads over the 20-foot volcanic outcroppings of Sturgeon Falls, and then drops through a gorge that reaches 350 feet in depth and 1 mile in width. The canyon created by the river is noticeable from the nearby road, especially after leaf-off in the fall. Throughout this rugged, steep wilderness, the Sturgeon and Silver Rivers and their tributaries have carved falls, rapids, ponds, oxbows, and terraces. Stunning views are possible from the eastern rim of the gorge. Except for a few naturally bare slopes, most of the land is forested with pine, hemlock, aspen, sugar maple, birch, and basswood. There is a spur trail to the waterfall starting at the parking lot on Forest Road 2224. And since this is a wilderness area, there are a few established trails in the Sturgeon River Gorge. You'll start to notice a transition from the mature hardwood and pine forests to the more young open canopy forests as you head east. The mature forests have been growing in mostly rugged areas with the rugged topography to boot. Along the Sturgeon Gorge, you'll be starting your hike along the known Baraga Plains, which this is where the land management transfers from the U.S. Forest Service to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources manages over 12,000 acres of barrens and dry northern forests composed mostly of jack pines. The area is very flat and the soils are very sandy, supporting a carpet of lichens, blueberries, sweet ferns, and many species of grasses and sedges. It is a habitat prone to fire, more so than the forest you just came out of. So it is more savanna than forest, and this area is also home to a few nesting Kirtland warblers. The Baraga Plains is a lesson in botany and biology, so bring along a field guide to help you identify the plants. The trail eventually parallels the Sturgeon River, and you reach the Plains Road, where there is a side trail to Tibbetts Falls. The trail spur to Tibbetts Falls is marked with a white rectangle blaze, and there is a parking area if you just want to visit the falls. Continue north, weaving around a mix of land uses and types, swamp, blueberry fields, jack pine forests, and open marshes over mostly flat terrain until you reach Plumbago Creek. The trail then follows along the Sturgeon River, and you'll see a number of dramatic falls and rock cliffs along this Canyon Falls Trail to US 41, where this segment ends. So to find the trail, you're going to take South Laird Road, which is the west end of the segment. You can access South Laird Road from the north via M38 east of Rockland. Drive until the road comes to a right turn, and you can access it from the south by taking Forest Highway 16 north from Michigan 28 at Kenton and turning right at South Laird Road. US 41 is the east end of the segment, and it is at Canyon Falls Roadside Park. The park is 2.5 miles north of US 141 and US 41 and M28 Junction. There is a registration box on the Plumago Bridge, along with a spur trail to US 41 and a paid parking lot, seasonal bathrooms, and a picnic area there. Covington is the nearest town, 3.5 miles south of the Plains Road and Sturgeon River Crossing. The only services are a post office and convenience store. It's a pretty small town. Backcountry camping is allowed in the National Forest. All right, so you're going to hike from South Laird Road, and the elevation is going to decrease towards the Sturgeon River, and you'll cross several small feeder creeks, and you may run into some beaver activity. There is a registration box for comments between Boulder Creek and Silver River on the ridge in an old-growth hemlock stand where there are several camping options. At 2.0 miles, cross Forest Road 2270, also known as Silver Mountain Road, where the trail jogs left or to the west on a private road just west of the bridge over the Sturgeon River, which is at the 2.6 mile mark. Watch for blazes, as this is a little hike segment of the trail. At the Sturgeon River Bridge, there is a swimming and fishing hole along with a sand beach at the first bend northeast of the bridge. The trail parallels Forest Road 2270 for a beautiful hike through mature forests from the bridge eastbound. To the east, you will be high and dry for about 10 miles until the trail brings you back to this same river. Load up on water now. You will cross several sandy roads, some of them used, some of them long abandoned. You're going to be in a high and dry area. At the 6.1 mile mark, you will find a spur trail, blazed white, and it'll be on your right as you head to the Sturgeon Gorge. Parking is available at Forest Road 2270. The trail continues on high, dry, and sandy soils. And after crossing Forest Road 2200 at the 7.1 mile mark, you are on the west end of the Baraga Plains, which were created by glacial outwash. Again, jack pine thrives in this sandy soil, and keep a close eye on the trail and the blazes as many abandoned roads and trails crisscross in this area. At the 10-mile mark, you'll cross Forest Road 2240, which has parking available. Be especially alert for blazes, as there are innumerable old trails and roads in this area, and the trail will use some of these unimproved roads. You are high and dry, and enjoy the walk through the jack pine forests. You'll cross Forest Road 2236 at the 11.6 mile mark, which also has roadside parking. Your hike is pleasant through open woods and in places with flat and rolling topography. So this is a noticeable change as you come out of the Ottawa. It goes from, you know, hilly, rocky to flat and sandy. At 13.7 miles, you'll cross Forest Road 2234, which also affords the hiker roadside parking. Be advised to park completely off the road at this point. The Baraga Bump Fire affected this area in 2007, so blowdown and dead trees were present at the time and may still be. At the 15.2 mile mark, you'll come to the Sturgeon River, your first water source in nearly 13 miles. This wild and scenic river is heavily wooded and rugged. Take the time to admire the maturing mixed forest, and if it suits you, the Orrin Crum Shelter may be a great place to camp for the night. There is a side trail to Tibbetts Falls, 1/10 of a mile past the shelter to your right. If you hike down to the river for water, also look for the steeply tilted layers of slate rock that make this an interesting series of shelf waterfalls. You'll cross Plains Road at 16.4 miles and head into mixed second growth forest and open areas with some swampy footing in places. Cross Big Lake Campground Road at the 20.3 miles mark and hike into flat terrain again. Again, dominated by jack pine with a carpet of blueberry, lichen, and sweet fern. And 3/10 of a mile, the trail comes to Big Lake Campground on your right, which you'll need to walk for about 0.75 miles before heading back left onto the trail and into Big Lake State Forest Campground. And you'll be at the 21-mile mark. This is a rustic state forest campground located on a shallow sandy bottom lake, which has 12 sites. So great place to camp. From here, traverse a mix of wetland and upland ridges. The trail keeps to the ridges most of the way, but prepared for some squishy footing after snowmelt or heavy rains in the low areas. After crossing Major Sand Road at the 24-mile mark, your hike takes you through a variety of current and past forestry practices and open savannas while skirting wetland areas. The trail will come to the top of the Plumgago Creek Valley and follow the escarpment before descending to the creek. Cross Major Sand Road again at the 27.7-mile mark. And if you want to enter or exit the trail, 0.2 miles to the north via Sand Road is Berga Plains Road, also known as Prison Camp Road. And this road is plowed in the winter, so this is a flat area, great for snowshoeing if you want to snowshoe to the State Forest Campground and back. If parking there, do not block the gate. This hike traverses private land along Plumago Creek to the Sturgeon River, so no camping, and you should stay on the trail, of course. At the 28.0-mile mark, there is a bluff overlooking Plumago Creek and the valley. The trail will come to the top of the creek valley and follow the escarpment before descending to the creek to cross at the 29.4-mile mark. Cross the creek, head east, and eventually you'll follow the Sturgeon River in close proximity. There's a registration box here at the bridge, so make sure to sign in. Pass here is a beautiful hike along the Sturgeon River, also known as the Canyon Falls Trail. Canyon Falls is at the 30.9-mile mark, and the roadside park gives access to motorists from the US 41 is another 0.4 mile. From US 41 is a 13.5-mile road walk north to Nestoria Road and onto Long Lake Road, where the North Country Trail starts again and goes east into Craig Lake State Park. So I'd like to note that has recently changed in the past few months. Now there is a trail that connects from US 41 to Craig Lake State Park. So thank you to the Peter Wolf chapter for all their great work. So that's the only real major change in this chapter, as it went from a roadwalk to becoming on trail. So one route is to hike a grassy abandoned road to the Sturgeon River under the US 41 bridge, if you so choose. We used to walk old US 41, and I actually hiked down King Road to camp. And there is actually, I think it's a 4 or 6 site State Forest campground. It was really awesome to have hiked back in the day. So today, you're just going to hike straight across the highway and into Craig Lake State Park. And that is, I believe, where we will pick up again is at Craig Lake State Park. So what we'll do is we're going to start the next hike probably as we enter Craig Lake State Park, because it is a road connector from US 41 to the park itself. All right. How was that nice long hike? It was great, wasn't it? So thanks for joining me, and our next hike is going to be hike number 39, Craig Lake and Michigamme Highlands. So be sure to subscribe, follow, all that good stuff to get constant updates. And again, there's a gob of content on this podcast. I've got over 100 podcasts, so please check it out, and we will see you again. Thanks for joining me.